Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tuesday, scheduled trip. It's the earliest I can go because of the first responders, and we don't want to disrupt the relief efforts. We're going through a lot. The mayor of San Juan was very generous and very nice this morning, was thanking us for the great job we've done with FEMA, that we really have. We've worked very, very hard in Puerto Rico.
And that was President Trump yesterday saying, I'm going to Puerto Rico on Tuesday. Joining us now to discuss that is Carrie Pickett. She's a reporter for the Daily Caller. And you probably wonder, well, why would Carrie Pickett be talking about this? Well, she has family in Puerto Rico, so who better to discuss this with us? Carrie, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to talk to you. So President Trump says he's going on Tuesday. Too little, too late?
No, not necessarily. Frankly, you have to remember that what's happening right now in Puerto Rico, as we all know, is that the electrical grid was knocked out as a result of Hurricane Maria. And while people there don't have power, it's people who are struggling the most are over in the mountainous and rural areas. Now, you start going more towards San Juan, and there are people who have some electricity, some running water. However, when you hear things like, oh, we've been forgotten, the estates have just, made us a memory, that's not necessarily true, because the people out in those mountainous rural areas, because they don't have electricity, they don't have a lot of information going towards them, so they don't know whether or not they have been, shall we say, remembered. That's one thing. Another thing, too, is that you have very few flights going out to Puerto Rico. So you have the airlines that are being restricted in terms of how many flights that can go out there, because everything is being essentially, shall we say, generated by, shall we say, independent generators. So these radars over at the airports are saying, hey guys, we can only put these generators out there for only so long because, we only have so much electricity. So everything is being airlifted out there, unlike what we saw over in Houston and Florida, where things could be, trucked in. That's not the case here.
The president yesterday, Kerry, was saying that he's been hearing good things from the governor about the federal response and how the federal response there has been strong as they work with local officials. Is that the same thing you're hearing, that federal officials are working closely with the Puerto Rican governor and their local government?
Well, I have been hearing that the federal response has been actually pretty good. It's just that because, once again, information, sent around the island has been sparse because electricity is simply not there. People think that sometimes supplies aren't coming around, when in fact they actually are. But what's happening right now is that we're seeing more flights coming out with us supplies and rescue teams.
Right.
We're seeing more more help from FEMA. In fact, one of my cousins, who is a reporter for El Nuevo Dia, she put out a quick report saying that FEMA is now asking for workers over on the island to help out and to also give support to the residents on the island.
When your life is uprooted, I would imagine most things are never soon enough for you. I mean, getting back to order is never going to happen quickly enough if you're in that situation.
Of course not. But, as you mentioned in your introduction there, you did have Hillary Clinton, who was criticizing President Trump for saying, oh, well, the response wasn't good enough. You forgot about Puerto Rico and, you're just not doing your job. Well, I'd like to make a little piece of trivia here, because Hillary Clinton should remember that her own husband messed up the Puerto Rican economy, or actually helped mess up the Puerto Rican economy, because that goes back to the 1970s. With an obscure tax change back when he was in office. Basically, Puerto Rico tried to get its life on track again by giving a tax break to American companies that were there for a very long period of time. So, you had a lot of jobs that were created through manufacturing and a lot of factories that were there trying to make things, you know, go the right way. And then the Clintons came in and said, no, sorry, we're not going to give you that tax break anymore. You know, that goes away. So all of those jobs went away. Hundreds of thousands of jobs went away thanks to that tax change.
What are you hearing about the response of the local government? The governor there seems to have things under control as best he can, looking from the outside in. What are the people in there, though, saying?
Well, right now, one of the main things that they're upset about specifically is, for example, gas. The problem is because the main thing to power the generators is gas. They are having problems getting a hold of it. So, if you need gas to generate these, or rather to power your generators, then you're going to be waiting in line for at least 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. And they just don't like that they're not getting information. But once again, sometimes you also need electricity to get your information. Now, as I mentioned, if you're in San Juan, you have a chance of getting information because there's some electricity there. But if you're in the mountainous rural areas, it's going to be a little tougher.
You know, as we were watching all these storms hit the United States, it's pretty common now, especially in the wake of Katrina, for the media to be on the lookout for the federal government failing to respond adequately. But it seems like with Puerto Rico that we've reached a new level of intensity as they take on the Trump administration. Why is that? Why is the press covering President Trump so differently when it comes to the damage in Puerto Rico?
Because you have Puerto Ricans who are Americans, and very often, anytime there is an issue that revolves around Puerto Rico, you have some, shall we say, condescending media types who go, remember, Puerto Ricans are Americans.
You know, yes, we've heard that.
They like to be sort of patronizing about this. Like, yeah, we know. And that's something, of course, Hillary Clinton pointed out to Trump. I'm sure Trump knew that. And they also like to sort of, in their own way, be very subtle about it. But the fact that, you know, there is that background debate of whether or not it should be the 51st state, something that whether or not we should be seeing some votes coming out of there, perhaps in the future. So that is an issue,
right,
where people say, should they be having more of a voice?
Not to mention anything that's convenient to make the president look racist, they'll take advantage of it. Carrie Pickett, thank you for joining us and giving us some insight this morning on the situation in Puerto Rico.
Sure thing.
Nice to talk to you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.